Y estamos grabando acá con una compañera ucraniana de Ucrania, por si acaso no vayan a pensar que es una chica de la Molina que la estoy disfrazando para sacar platita. Al final le voy a pedir de que suelte algunas palabras en ucraniano. Nos va a contar más o menos cómo va la situación en la guerra. Y voy a hablarle en inglés para la gente que haya seguido su cursito de Open English va a entender. Y para los que no entiendan un carajo, al final voy a tratar de ir traduciendo algunas partes. Así que, okay, let's start. Can you tell us how the situation is going on there?
Actually, in the part where I'm living, the situation is like this. We do not have the direct conflict, but always we have air alarms, approximately three times, four times a day, that we have to go to some shelters, that we have to hide from bombing from the air, because here it's hard to come with some military, because we're close to European border, but they actually shoot and try actually to shoot from the air, because our air is not that very highly
Your air forces. Do you mean your air forces are okay? Yeah. Okay, I understand. Yeah. Now, from Kiev, how far away are you from Kiev?
Oh, I don't want to lie, but I think that like this is really a long way to go here. I suppose maybe approximately maybe 500 kilometers, maybe even more. Give me a second. I will check that. There. I suppose that. Yeah, it's 8 hour ride. So this is approximately, 600 kilometers, 629 kilometers. So this is very western part of Ukraine. But here we actually do everything to keep refugees from the eastern part of Ukraine. So we like provide our houses for them. We actually provide food for them and everything that they need, because some of them come and they already don't have any houses because their houses were completely bombed and completely destroyed. Some already have, but they were escaping from this part because they have kids, and actually our kids are killed as well. So they just basically, they do not think much about who is going to be killed. I mean, Russian army, they kill everybody. Civil people, women, kids, doesn't matter. These are not just like soldiers. So this is not like going only between the conflict is going not only between the soldiers. They're actually killing civil people. That's why they're running, and they're running really with huge numbers. So we have to like help them, we have to keep them, and here it's like that place where we do this, and also we try to keep soldiers. So again, we give food, we try to donate money a lot, because there are a lot of volunteers that try to buy some food, try to buy some equipment for them that is needed, medicine as well, some medical I mean, not equipment, but medical, you know, pills. Hey, something that in
what is the name of your city?
This is Drohobych. This is
okay, I will try to translate in Spanish. I can't pronounce the name of your city because it's too hardcore, but I will try to translate in Spanish so people can understand. Okay, lo que ha dicho ella es de que están recibiendo a refugiados del lado de Kiev, de esa zona que está jodida, que están bombardeando a su gente, que están atacando solamente, no solamente a militares, sino también a civiles, y que las otras ciudades están tratando de apoyar al ejército y a la gente que se está... Tengo entendido que mujeres y niños son los que están yendo, y más bien los hombres están quedando a batallar. Can you tell me what about the civilians that are fighting, that are using the... Because I understand that they are giving weapons to civilians to also protect, to help with the army, with the local army.
Yeah. Okay, now we have like, this is a legion, and it's completely we like set this up with our government. So there is a territorial defense legion, and everybody, every man, I don't know, maybe even a woman who is ready to defend their territory. So I mean, because we have a lot of sabotage groups as well, sabotage groups from Russia, and they try to sabotage anything. I don't know, there was a time when they were trying to make some signs on our roads, on our, I don't know, fences, anything, on our houses as well. And for a start, we thought that this is for bombing these objects. They were making these signs, but then we thought that this is for some locating purposes, to locate some places. But actually, I think that right now, this is just purposeless, you know, thing that they do to distract us, because police gets a lot of calls of these sabotage groups making these signs, and just that distracts from the real problem. When we see a tank, for example, in a city with Russian soldiers, and you just can't manage to call the police because the line is just, you know, really hot, and people are calling about like some signs and something that I saw, something like this. So we have the territorial defense to fight sabotage troops, and also to fight people who try to get some get some actually advantage from this situation, because, you know, there are some like burglars, small murders that try to burglar shops, burglar some houses that were actually abandoned. So they deal with these kind of criminals that are here. And also if the Russian army comes, they are ready, and they're also like trained to fight them. So because like this is the war that is this is our war, so like I think everybody fights, everybody tries to do something, soldiers, civil people, because everybody is engaged, completely everybody. I don't know anybody who's like sitting and doing nothing.
I believe like the whole world is surprised of the nationalism that Ukrainian people are showing, because if this happened in other country, most of the people will just leave the country and say, bye, you know, I'm out. But a lot of people from Ukraine, they are fighting. And when you see the size of the Russian army against the Ukrainian army, it's like, that is an abuse. And it's hard to believe, like, it's like if you see a woman, a girl in the corner, and they are raping her, like, everybody's watching that, but nobody defend the woman. And I believe that is the same that is happening with Ukraine. Like all the war is just watching, maybe giving some weapons, but the question is when they are going to really step up and, you know, do something for your country.
I cannot say that like completely Europe, for example, does not doing anything. There is a lot of sanctions. There are a lot of sanctions, and actually, they sent some weapon, they sent some help. For example, even in my city, today we had an ambulance that Poland sent us. And me, personally, I saw this ambulance today, a car of ambulance. I cannot say that my city is really big, and that's why that help is like kind of huge for us. Yeah. Only this one ambulance. Also, I know that there are some volunteers from the other countries, like some medical workers that come here to help our medical workers. There are some soldiers that help our soldiers. I don't know if it's like true, because I cannot like check this information. I didn't see that, but what I've definitely seen, that I saw on the news, that we have that ambulance in our city, and this is true because I like really saw that ambulance.
So at least you're receiving support for your people. It's like they are not fighting against the Russians, but they are supporting the local military.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, that's good to know. Can you give me a second? I want to translate this just very, very fast. Okay, para la gente que no entendió un carajo, lo que está diciendo ella es de que de Europa están recibiendo bastante apoyo, no solamente en armas, sino también en equipos médicos, y que si bien es cierto otros países no pueden meterse en la guerra porque se jodería todo, al menos están tratando de apoyar al ejército local y a la gente de la zona. So, how do you see things? Because I was listening some news, I was checking the news, and they say that maybe Putin is thinking about using nuclear power. Do you have some, have you listened to this about nuclear power? Because that will take to a different level, this war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, yeah. I don't know if he's just like threatening everybody for now. But actually, he started to use the kind of bomb that is, it is actually a part of his nuclear power. It's Iskandar. He started to shoot with this Iskandar. It has nuclear nuclear cap, not sure how to call it, but he started to use it, and he actually shoots with it our cities, like completely normal civil cities, not our soldiers. So he already started with some small amount of this. And also, what's really strange for me, they tried to actually invade our nuclear stations. We have the biggest one and the most popular, I mean, is in Chernobyl, that I think the whole world heard about, that in 1986 on April, this one exploded, and it had really terrible really terrible consequences for the whole Europe, for the whole semisphere. And there are already three vessels remaining. They are full of nuclear fluid. So actually, if these will explode, it will have just terrible consequences. And the other one, today I saw the news that they are trying to invade Zaporizhia nuclear station. This is the other one, nuclear station, and they are actually trying to shoot this. So they're actually trying to bomb it and to make this nuclear fuel.
They want to make it explode. So, they want to make explode the nuclear power that you have in your country. Wow.
Yeah. So they do this. They seem to be not really concerned about that fact that it's gonna have some consequences for them, and really hard consequences. Like when Chernobyl exploded, it was really terrible, not for Ukraine. For Ukraine at the first place, because we were the closest, and it was also it had already some consequences for Russia, for Belarus, for a lot of countries in Europe. So it actually consequence to the whole world, to be honest, not just Europe. So I have no idea what will happen if everything that we have, they will try to bomb it, and what will happen with the part of the world if they will do this. And there is actually Russian news, and one journalist, really popular Russian journalist, says that why do we need the world if there is no Russia? So if there is no Russia in the world, they're going to destroy the world. I can actually share you this video.
Maybe you can send me the link. You can send me the link after this, and I will put it in the description below. También voy a incluir un enlace que me ha dado ella para que la gente que quiera donar, y por si acaso el enlace es de una página grande, así que no vayan a decir que se está tirando la platita. I'm telling the people that I will share also the Facebook page that you sent me before of this. I want to ask you another question. What about people from Russia? Because I know that inside Russia, a lot of people don't agree with this attack, and they are also trying to have manifestation. How do you think these people can make some change in Putin's intention of keep attacking your country?
Only if all of them, like we are in this, all of them, they have to be in this as well. They have to make this, they have to continue their protest, not just stand on the protest one day, but like we did in 2014, we had Maidan, we were fighting with police, we also had civil war because our president was not the one who was with Ukraine. He wanted to give us to a Russian Union, and that's what we didn't want, because we knew what Russia does with the Ukrainians. It has been like this for ages, to be honest. They were just killing people, killing Ukrainians because of their nationality, basically, and because of our language, because our language is different. It's not Russian. Yeah. And even though, like, part of Ukrainians, they speak Russian, they do speak Russian because of this historical chain of events. They were killed for ages, and they were assimilated a bit because of that. So Actually, yeah. If to talk about Russians, I have a lot of students, a lot of Russian students, to be honest, and only one of them texted me today. He actually texted me that he is really sorry for what's going on, that he's really ashamed for their government. So they are really concerned for this and they understand this. And he told me that there is already a part of people who still think that Putin saves us from something, that here Russian soldiers are like, the ones who,
Releasing the people.
Who release us, who share peace and something like this by killing our kids and killing our women, not just soldiers. So
I believe
yeah,
it's going
and
to
I
be
actually.
harder. It's going to be harder for Putin to hide the news, because maybe now he can play with the local media because he does that. But with me with I think he's banning, I don't know, I heard something about that he's trying to ban Facebook. I don't know if he already did, but if he tried to ban Facebook and maybe other platforms, he can hold better the news with the control with the media and the narrative, but who knows?
To be honest, we have an access to in to Russian news, and what they actually tell there, this is something that is completely like crazy, and we just don't know where it came from. When you watch Russian news, you just want to go kill yourself, to be honest, because this is a complete lie. And to be honest, some like eastern parts of Ukraine, they have these Russian news, and even some Ukrainians, they believe this like propaganda. That's what started 8 years ago, because we had war 8 years ago. It was just on the very eastern part of Ukraine. It was Luhansk and Donetsk, and Putin's soldiers invaded this, and they've been fighting there for 8 years. But it was not that like huge. It was not like the whole Ukraine, because right now it's completely whole Ukraine. We're like surrounded. We're fighting on the east, we're fighting on the north, and we are fighting on the I want to say west, and we are fighting on the south.
South,
Yeah,
sorry.
sorry.
No worries. Part of the world, when you are with too many problems, it's hard to remember all the words. I think when you it's harder when you have your own population against your country, because that is happening also here in South America. Sometimes they brainwash them, and it's like they can see the bombs that are falling, they can see the army that is attacking your country, but they still believe no, they are trying to rescue us. So that is the harder part to deal with. How do you feel the scenario? Do you feel that this is going to be prolonged, like several weeks? Do you think this is going to end soon? Do you have an idea, or it's hard to tell?
Actually, to be honest, first of all, I want to mention about these Ukrainians. There are not much of this who think like this, but we have it. And again, that's what I am a witness of, because I'm from Western Ukraine, and we talk with such people. They come here, they eat our food that we give, the last food to them. They live in our houses, and they say that like Russians will come and kill you, and we will go to Kiev safe and sound, and finally that is gonna be over. But that there is not much. Usually, somehow these people are usually very rich, somehow, just like these people. And this is what I want to actually ask our Polish neighbors, because they come to Poland and do the same, say that like everything is bad, the houses are bad, and something like this. And that's what I really want to apologize for, these bastards, to be honest, because this is just crazy. To be honest, right now we do not accept men as refugees. We accept only women and kids. And if a man is healthy, wealthy, and says something like this, he goes directly back to the war situation. Doesn't matter what.
I had a friend of mine. She's from Zimbabwe. She's a black woman, and she told me that they were supporting it. They were in favor of Ukraine, but then they heard news that Ukraine were racist and they were discriminating black people. But at the same time, check the whole point. At the same time, She told me that her president is having conversation with Putin. So what I believe is they are playing the same strategy. They are managing the media there to say, no, Ukrainians are racist, so they can win their popularity for Putin in that country, and they want to support them, Putin. What you tell me makes sense, that if you are going to help, it's like just kids and women, that the guys have to go to the war, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And to be honest, in my nearest city, this is a very big city, it's cultural capital of Ukraine, it's Lviv. There are a lot of, to be honest, foreigners and a lot of people of different race, and they study there, usually medicine, something like this, because we have really good medicine universities. They come here, so definitely there is no racism at all. We are good friends with all of them, so this is a complete myth. Considering this and considering the length of everything that is going on, to be honest, I don't think that this is going to end in several weeks. I'm sure that I actually hope that it will end in some months, at least 2 months, I give this, because we have a lot of forces here. We have Russia, we have Belarus, we have Chechen forces. So these are already three armies on our territory. And we remember Donetsk, Luhansk, he was fighting with us for 8 years for these small pieces of our territory, to be honest. And just nobody knew that because it was not that, again, like huge. So we were fighting with this and that. That was okay. That would we could handle. But this one is already like huge. We have whole Russian country. I don't know how much Belarus people, but we have Belarus forces here, and we have Chechen forces here. These are also complete terrorists, to be honest. They did rabble in their country. This is a troop that is called Kadyrov. So actually they are here as well, and these are just huge forces that we have here. That's why we I think we will deal with that for a long time, with a lot of actually people dying, I think. But at least I hope that with the help of the world that we have, and that we I hope that we'll not lose in future, that we will manage it, and with help of God as well.
What do you know about China? Because what I understand is that China is not going to help Russia, but at the same time, they have a 30-year deal of buying Russian gas. So do you think China is not going to help Russia, or it's just like they are pretending not to help, but at the end they are going to do it?
To be honest, I've been talking only with the Chinese students. All of them, they actually support us completely. Some of them try to help with something. I don't know what to say about the government. I don't think that they're going to help. I just don't think that there is any reason for them to help Putin. Just only for gas, I actually really don't think that they will do this. But we'll see. We don't know. Actually, we don't have any concern about China right now, because we would definitely have some in news, something like this. But for now, we don't have anything like this. And we knew that Belarus is going to help. It was a surprise that Chechen terrorists helped him. This is a huge army of Chechen, actually really huge. Again, we didn't know, but it was actually like, obviously Putin needs help from other countries, because like in 2014 we didn't join the union that our president that we started civil war because of wanted to sign. We had Yanukovych then, and he wanted to sign this union with Russia, Belarus, and I don't remember the other country, to be honest. I was small then, and we like refused our president to do this. We went to Maidan, to Kyiv, and we were fighting with the police. Police was like killing us as well. Police was killing young people, like 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds, because we were standing only with shields of a panel and with some sticks. Basically, we didn't have any weapon. Right now, this is army, professional army. We have weapon. Thanks God, a lot of countries also help us with some military equipment, with some weapon even. So that helps us a lot. And also even civil people, they get the weapon. Someone who knows how to hold the gun, they do this, and actually even civil people do this and have it to defend. So
I believe Putin, he didn't expect that the civilians were going to step up and to fight. He thought that people were it was going to be just one day or two and then that's it. But the longer that the war is going to continue, I think the more exposed he's going to be. And at the end, I believe also the Russian people will try to take him down because they are having problem with their economy. By the way, how old are you?
I'm almost 21. I'm 2 months. I will be.
That's 21. Difficult times to live in this war, maybe. Yeah, so you don't want to start all your youth in this way. But how do you see your people, the people from your age, like people of your age, how are taking this?
No, actually, everybody. I was really surprised that, for example, we can leave the country really easily. We are 2 hours away from Poland. So Poland is really close to my city. So I had a lot of friends that girls that they had. It's really popular in Ukraine to work in IT. So they were working with these companies. And when the companies saw that something is going on in Ukraine, these are international companies, they offered my friends to go abroad. They offered them some housing. They offered them some hotel for this time, but they didn't go. They stay here to help. And again, everybody's trying to do everything that they can. The only problem is with the job. So I had my school with one of my friends, but we had to stop it because this was Ukrainian, and in Ukraine, kind of nobody thinks about English much. Yeah. But again, thanks God, I have my Italki account, and that what helps me to earn money. And basically, we do not think right now about buying some stuff that is I don't know, any clothes or something stupid like this. Only really necessary food and everything else goes to support army, to donate to them.
Yeah, so, now it's just survive is the only thing that you have in mind. By the way, before wrapping this episode, I'm going to leave in the comment section, voy a dejar en la parte de los comentarios el enlace de Facebook que ella me comentó, que me pasó al inicio. I want to thank you for your time. I'm very happy to see you still, alive. Sometimes you have this nostalgia because you don't know when it's the last time that you're going to talk with someone. I hope you, I can, we just need to see what is coming because there are things that we can't control. So let's try to hope the best. I'm going to wrap this video up and then we keep texting me a second.